Welcome to Fear the Boot. We'll throw in the usual disclaimer. If this is your first time listening to Fear the Boot, we're just making crap up and not editing it. So go check out
our... As opposed to our regular episodes, which we divine from an objective source.
Right, and then edit perfectly. So if this is your first time at Fear the Boot, go check out our regular
episode. This will be Stephen King's favorite episode. I'll just say that right out.
All right. They have... this one, they have requested I talk about something, and it's not Capital Ship Combat. That episode's still coming. There's two bonus episodes we still have to do, one on Capital Ship Combat and one on the convention coming up. Both of those are still coming, but I just walked in after they recorded a regular episode coming back from a wedding rehearsal, and I wanted to do a bonus
episode.
I wanted to do a bonus episode on wedding.
It was a permanent commitment.
I wanted to do a bonus episode on weddings and what's irritating about them. But I got
and
over...
I shot that down because it was stupid.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
The answer is everything.
Overrated.
Carl, you need to lean in a little closer when you...
Oh. Get a little closer to Adam.
Overrated.
Hey, don't get too close.
Just put your mouth right on.
All right.
Don't get too close to get pregnant. Adam is potently virile.
All right. So, they have requested instead that we have our first Fear the Boot trivia game. It's not about Fear the Boot necessarily, but it's just the hosts are going to play a little trivia game. And here's the way it's going to work. We're going to go in a couple rounds where I'm going to ask questions. These guys are going to buzz in by saying their name. And whoever says their name first will get to answer the question, and they will get a certain number of points. Okay, and we'll do this in like two or three rounds or whatever. The points go up from round to round. Now, ironic, the way I've been told this game works, and I did not invent this rule, that if one of them says boof...
No, it's more like I say Luke, and I'll go... Adam.
So
that's a boof.
Okay. And boof. And I don't know if for those of you not in America, I don't know if you know what boof means in American slang.
I didn't know what boof meant.
Yeah.
I didn't know what that meant either. I just thought it meant to have sex with.
No, it's
well, it does, but it doesn't.
Well, it does and it doesn't. It's slang for anal sex. So I have no idea why the word boof is being used here. Carl, you got to get closer to your mic. We're barely picking you.
You're bending them over.
Okay.
That doesn't say boof to me.
Yeah, because you can without boofing. So
it's not as cool to
get
say
closer to the mic.
Carl, I thought you were going to say it's not as cool that way. Like, what?
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I don't know how long this is going to go because I'm not prepared for this at all. But
you can always pause it, look stuff up.
That's true. I can pause it and look things up, or maybe things will occur to me. So we're
going to last until I get sober enough to drive.
All right.
You did have three beers.
So,
94 ounces.
We are going to start off with a couple ones.
It's a warm up round, right?
Right. What do you guys want for the first topic, for the first question?
You pick.
Yeah.
You're in charge here.
Okay.
Long hair.
History.
But hang on, really quick, though. Should we give credit where credit is due, where we're getting this idea from?
If you get closer to the mic, you may.
I didn't even get this idea, so I don't even know.
It's from the Dave Glover Show, a St. Louis favorite here. But, you know, they didn't really make it up either. So it's trivia shows on radio.
It's a radio tradition since we're a radio show.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why we're going to have bumpers and stingers and promo.
Ads.
Yeah.
Tronernet.
We're going to do station IDs. In fact, let's break. You're listening to fearthebeat.com.
KFTB.
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 This is our weekly test of the emergency broadcast system. There's no...
All right, so here we go. Question number one for 10 points, and here's the way it works. If you answer the question right, you get 10 points. If you answer it wrong, you lose 10 points, and that includes if somebody boofs you and you get it wrong.
If someone boofs you and then the boofee gets it right, the boofer loses the points, and the boofee gains them.
Oh, yeah. So it goes both. So it's a...
Yeah, it's a risk.
Double win.
It's a risk.
Some game.
All right, so it's a boof with a reach around.
Yeah.
So if John boofs Luke, and Luke
bound
gets
to
it
happen
right,
someday.
All right, I think we get it. Let's
I'm
going to
get
on.
My turn eventually.
The Luke gets 10 and John loses 10. Okay,
correct.
All right. So I'm still learning
the
rules.
Perfect.
Dan, will you be mad if anyone boofs me?
No, because that's really not my territory anyway. So that's fine. Alrighty. So let's start off. Question number one. This is history.
You jackass.
To what American general do we owe the fact that New Orleans is part
John,
of
John, Andrew Jackson.
That is correct. Plus 10 for
John.
John.
Oh.
Dan and John.
All right. We'll go with
Dan's boofing John.
Next question. This one will make relevant to the show. Who is the president in Skies of Glass when the world is new?
Adam Reno Holler.
Adam is correct. Plus 10 points.
Suck it, bitches.
All right.
Should I just remove myself?
I'm proud
now?
Of you, Adam.
Etymology. The word excruciate comes from what?
Oh, Carla.
Carla?
The crucifixion.
Pain of crucifixion. That is correct. Plus 10 points.
I was going to say Harry Potter. it's a forbidden curse.
Come on, Luke.
Yeah, Luke's getting slaughtered here.
I'm all right. You guys are only up 10 points. I can catch up.
All right.
I'm waiting for my time.
The Monopoly board game was based on the upper class.
John, Atlantic City.
That is correct, John, for 10 points.
How do you know?
You guys are in bed
because
together.
Dan offered up his trivia a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
I did what?
No, that was at a Danvers game that John did not attend. So John,
you're right.
John really did know that.
I'm just treated rain. I'm all state Missouri and Scholar Bowl, buddy.
Yeah.
This is my territory.
I've never done this stuff before.
John really knew that one. All right, let's do one that's kind of sick, twisted, and weapons related.
Oh, John question.
Yeah.
Monopoly was a John question. Banderer.
We'll have two that
radio
go,
edit.
We're gonna have two that go hand in. Yeah, you did just cuss there.
Yeah,
didn't
I
you?
Did. Whatever.
All right. So these are two that are going to go hand in hand. Question number one. What is a street sweeper?
Boof,
John.
Carla.
Ooh.
I think the boof got in.
All right, Carla.
I'll answer it if Carla can't.
You've been boofed. What is a street sweeper?
I can answer that one, actually.
What was the topic again?
Weapons.
Weapons.
What is a street sweeper?
Oh, man, and they're just deducted points, bastard.
All right, so minus 10 for Carla.
You're back in my boat.
Okay.
The answer is a sawed-off shotgun.
Yep. Shotgun. I was going to say shotgun.
That is a minus 10 for John and Luke. That
wait, we don't lose points. Wait, after the answer, we don't
true.
Lose points.
That's
this
true.
Is just discussion.
Oh, so this
we
is
can't
just
gain
discussion.
Points either.
Okay, okay.
They have to boof. Okay.
If somebody misses it, that's it.
That is not
no,
correct.
No, no,
so what
no,
is
it,
jackass?
Not it. That's,
all right.
Hey, wait. That's not it. If somebody misses it, you can say your name again to chime in again.
Oh, but we were just talking. We were just jabber-jabber.
We didn't know that one. All right. A street sweeper is a semi-automatic shotgun. What is a room sweeper?
John, it's a sawed-off shotgun.
John, you are correct. A room sweeper is a...
Dan is totally boofing John.
...is a sawed-off shotgun. Okay, let's go on to something that Carla might know a little
Weather?
Bit better.
Weather?
Star Trek.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna get you.
Okay, what do they call the things that support the warp drive engines? They have a name for them.
Carla, the warp coils?
No, it is a minus 10. They have a specific name for them.
You like how he says that? No, minus
Luke.
10.
Luke,
you suck.
Boof John.
Luke is Boof John.
FTL drives.
Damn it, what the hell is that thing?
That is a minus 10 to John.
It's the two things that jut off the
Enterprise.
They're
lithium crystals.
No.
I'm just throwing out.
I'll get you back, Dick.
It's not the warp coils.
They are called pylons.
Everybody's in my boat, but I don't.
All right, now, the cylinders themselves that contain the warp engines, what are they called?
John. Boof Luke.
Boof Luke. Luke? The little cylinders that contain the warp engines, what are they called?
Warp core? Driver Renos?
That is a minus 10 for Luke.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I'll get you. This is a gentleman's game. Now you start kicking sand.
Now I'm in negatives, you ass.
This is a person's game, remember?
It is the...
Say your name if you're going to answer.
No, I'm not going to answer. I'm thinking out loud.
All right.
I don't think we know.
If he's not, those are the warp nacelles.
Damn it, that was it!
Oh, the nacelles. Wait, I get 10 points back then if nobody answered.
Bullshit.
That's another profanity.
That's another edit.
That was joke, Dan.
I'm in bonus episode mode. I'm talking loose, which means I'm cussing every
you're
3 minutes.
You're in boner mode. That's all that matters.
Three beers deep.
All right.
Yeah, you're in the I don't edit episodes mode.
Let's do a tally so far, and then we'll move on to round two.
Yeah, John's up to two.
John is at positive 20.
Oh, big shock.
Luke is at negative 10.
Yeah.
Adam's at positive 10. Carla is at negative 10.
Yeah.
So
I'm waiting for the lightning round. That's where I'm going to shine.
All righty. I don't know how to do a lightning round on this.
Well, you better learn fast.
Simple questions that are 5 points
so
each.
So we're just going to go ahead and keep moving. All righty. Brandy was created to serve as what?
John.
John.
sea transportable wine.
That is correct. It is concentrated wine.
All right, you're out. You are done. You win, okay? Stop.
No, I'm going to beat you all. Oh, you didn't say I'm the Patriots. I'm going to run up the board. All right. This game's going to be 80-3.
Let's do something BattleTech related. Okay. The 3025 and I believe 3050 as well, Orion, violates the Met construction rules how?
John, Luke. Boof Adam.
John has boofed Adam. The Orion violates the BattleTech construction rules how?
I will go ahead and say it. It is less than the minimum required of an internal structure.
That is not correct. So minus 20 to Adam.
Minus 20?
Yeah, we're in the 20-point round now.
Luke.
Luke?
It uses half tons.
For what?
What for what? Give me that. Come on. Come on. I don't even know BattleTech.
Using half tons is legal.
For
using quarter tons is not, which
for
they,
Barbie.
For uses half tons for.
Yeah, I'm not going to take away points because you're vaguely correct, but that's not specific.
In
enough.
Typical Dave Glovershow right, fashion, you give a hint and then I see if I can make out the rest.
The
unless it's heat sinks, I don't want to hear
the
it.
The answer is that they give it a half ton of SRM4 ammo, which violates the rules.
So I said that in my cough.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
All right, let's move on. Because now I'm tied with Luke, and that's okay. Just...
I did not...
Welcome to my world.
All righty.
Don't worry, I'm at the bottom.
Let's start doing some stuff from the animal kingdom.
Oh, God.
All right. Animals. I'm going to throw one for Carla here. The animal with the most sophisticated language outside of human
Luke.
Beings. Luke.
Chimpanzee.
That is not correct.
Carla. Prairie dog.
Carla is correct.
It Very
is
good, Carla.
Dog.
I would have said dolphin.
So would I. I'm glad I didn't say anything.
Yeah. Playing the wife card. You guys probably just watched that show on Animal Planet last night.
We own a prairie dog.
You're prairie dogging, huh? That's great. Yeah. Go on to the next question there, guy.
He wants to get laid tonight.
The prairie dog used to be on the podcast before you.
Yeah.
What?
She chirped on the podcast. I don't know how many people noticed, but there was a prairie dog that was barking on the podcast a few times. Well, I say bark. It sounded like a bird chirping, but it was a prairie dog bark on the podcast. All right, let's see how many people remember Trivia Night from several weeks.
I wasn't there. Give me a break
the
here.
Animal
in
the
John,
animal.
Giraffe.
That is correct.
That's not fair.
John is correct.
That is not fair.
I was not even there.
It happens on the show.
John,
it happens in Scholar Bowl, too. They'll say three words. People buzz in and get it right. Yeah.
Let's ask a question about Let's see. Let's see. Before you came on the podcast, Luke, what did you do beforehand?
Hey, you were invited to that. The question, by the way, is what animal in the animal kingdom has the highest blood pressure in the
It was either going to be giraffe, giant squid.
Yeah. No, it was going to be giraffe.
Or the blue whale.
Dan has a giraffe story.
I do have a giraffe.
Anyway, continue.
I do have a giraffe story.
Giraffe story or no, continue.
Okay. Luke, since you're not doing so well, I'm going to pitch one out there for you.
Thanks. Right. Oh, thanks.
I'm switch you on the spot.
I'm doing all right.
This way you're going to feel extra stupid if you don't get it right.
Watch, I won't get it right. Watch.
All righty.
This is a promise.
Which part of the human eye sees motion?
Luke? The fovea.
Okay. Very good. Points for Luke. What deep sea fish was thought to have been extinct?
Luke. Giant squid.
It's not a fish. That's a cephalopod.
Luke, that's true.
So, Luke, that's Luke. Minus 20.
Give me
what deep sea fish was thought to be dead for tens of millions of years until...
Yeah, but this is recent news.
There was a commercial about this.
This is not recent news. Until one was fished up alive.
This was a commercial like a week ago.
This has been around, this has been in the news for some time now.
It was in Japan. And by the way, the giant squid didn't exist until it was fished up.
A baby beluga in the sea.
No answers?
I can't remember what this was called, but it's a funny name, because I remember the commercial for it.
No answers.
It's
okay.
The Luciatus.
It is the coelacanth.
That's it, the coelacanth.
All right.
There was a commercial about it, I remember. That's
20
how
points.
I
remember. All right, let's
keep
going. Mints? We got three more. No. Three more for the 20 points.
You took like 70.
I ate them all the way here.
Are you guys good bitching about mints? We have an important game going on here. All right, we have three more questions.
What's the prize?
In this round.
Go.
Apparently boofing. Cool. So we have three more questions in this round before we move on to the final deciding round where the questions will go up. What is it, 30 points, I'm told?
83. Yeah. 83 points apiece.
83. Square root of -1.
Go ahead.
My head explodes.
Bye. All right, here we go. Who is the lead singer of Rush?
Luke.
John.
Luke.
Oop, go ahead, you beat
That'd
me.
That'd be Geddy Lee, baby.
You are correct.
All right, Luke, you
What's
are
Rush?
Correct for 20 points.
It's a band?
I know.
Oh, okay.
All right. Rush in the Transformers cartoon, what is the name of the computer that was responsible for creating personalities for the robots?
Luke.
Adam.
Boof.
Luke has boofed Adam.
Omnicron.
Adam is incorrect. It's Vector Sigma.
I may not win, but I'm taking everybody with me.
If I go down, right. I'm taking you with me.
Name three American generals from World War II.
John.
John.
No.
George S. Patton.
One.
Douglas MacArthur.
The two easy ones.
Oh, man. I almost forgot a three one. Omar Bradley.
All right.
You really enjoy Dan's penis in your butt.
Shut up, Carl.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All righty. We now go on to the final round. The 30-point round. We'll try to do several questions here and see if we can get some of them a little bit more role-playing related.
Let's not.
Why am I here? Seriously.
Hey, you're beating me, I think.
I don't know. What's the score? Go!
All right.
An update before the last round.
Why are there no odd-sided dice?
Luke. Because you couldn't set on them. It wouldn't sit.
Yeah, you can't.
Adam, because there wouldn't be equal sides.
John, I can give you a website where they sell odd-sided dice.
I was right. Actually, they do now.
Yeah. There's D5s.
They found a way to do it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's not even. They're not perfectly random numbers.
Because there wouldn't be equal
sides. I should get the points. I answered that. They wouldn't set.
No.
That
doesn't mean anything.
They wouldn't set. It means the same thing.
Adam is correct. You cannot have a totally congruous polyhedron.
That's what it won't
set.
It won't set. That's right.
Yeah, because it
this
won't set.
This pen won't sit up straight.
Well, it can't be a die then, can it? No rock's not alive. No. Give me the points.
It
hurts being this right.
And by this right,
it hurts
you
being
mean
boofed and
so vague. All righty. What item was it that Romans added to cement to make it dry underwater? What item, I don't mean like chemical element, but what object was it that Romans added to cement to make it dry underwater?
Boof, Carla.
Oh, the safe boof.
Carla, you've been boofed. What?
Since I have no idea, I'll just say hay.
Nope.
It is not hay.
It is actually tufa, which is volcanic ash.
John is correct. It's volcanic ash.
Hey, he didn't say his name. That's not a real answer.
Oh, blow me.
Anyway. I would, but Dan's too busy.
I was hoping someone would try to boof me on that so I could be like, bam!
Why didn't you just answer it?
Because I was hoping someone would try to boof me on it. I'd be like, bam!
No, instead Adam
that's strategy
boof me over and over again.
No, he was trying to.
I was provoking
all
Adam.
Right.
Go ahead.
Which element of Battletech made the game totally suck?
John!
John.
The clans!
That is correct. Ha 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 to whoever.
Adam, the increasing pointlessness of their plot arc.
That's also true.
I can't disagree.
Because the clans weren't that bad
Luke,
plot arc,
infantry.
Really. It's just that they were executed so
everybody
poorly.
Gets 30 points.
Dark Ages.
You're the Dark
Chris
Ages.
Hussey.
Construction mix.
Go.
All right. Agent Orange is what?
Luke.
Bad.
You
Agent
be more,
Orange?
You need to be more specific.
Yes,
in
Agent Orange is
it's a defoliant is what it is.
Okay, Luke, 30 points.
Booyah! I boofed myself and it feels great.
Oh, I was thinking Agent Lemon. Alright. Never mind then.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
It's the street name of overdosing on Sudafed.
Oh.
Or
what? There's a name for that?
Dude, I read a pamphlet.
There's a lot of names for it.
I read a pamphlet on it. If you take enough of it, you can start to hallucinate.
All right.
Yeah. Some guy went to the
I
hospital,
saw a kid going
like,
to hospital in high
like,
school.
I could see 360 degrees in all four quadrants. I was like, holy crap, why am I not doing this? All
righty, fine. Let's go with lemons. Lemons are the street name for what drug?
Just move on, because none of us know this.
No, Carla. None of us do drugs.
Probably something Dan takes.
Boof Luke.
Boof Luke. Adam. Luke, you've been boofed.
No, Adam's been... No, it's Carla.
I said Carla. Adam to get him back.
All right. Then Adam has been boofed by Carla. I'm not sure physiologically how that worked, but it happened.
Devices.
Strap-ons.
Yes.
Acid.
That is not correct.
LSD.
That is acid.
That is acid.
You can tell we're real big druggies here, Fear the Boot.
It's actually a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing we don't know this.
No, yet. Acid is in Blade Runner. It's canonical.
Okay, we'll go with the Blade Runner one.
Wait, what was the answer?
It's PCP.
I would not have known that at all. Hey, can we talk about strap-ons on iTunes? We'll get booted for that.
No.
I don't think strap.
We didn't say strap on what?
Yeah.
Strap on watches.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precisely. That's in fact exactly what we're.
All right. Say the first two words of the Blade Runner.
All right. That's.
I can't.
All right.
It's a Blade Runner
clue. What animal was used to test
unicorns?
Wrong.
What? Luke, that is a minus 30. What animal was used in a imagined situation to test to see if someone was a real human or not?
John. A tortoise.
That is correct.
What is a tortoise?
And if you find one upside down in the desert?
In the desert. What desert?
Why are you not helping it?
I don't know. How come I be there?
Are you guys married?
I don't know. Are you?
If we can peel them out of the Eternal 69 that they've got themselves into, let's move on.
There's only one thing I care about, and that's Marduk.
All right.
Dan, counter question. What's the name of the test?
Oh, man. I have no idea.
Voight Kampf.
Okay. In G.I. Joe, the guys dressed in red that piloted the Hiss tanks.
Luke.
There was a name. That is correct. Luke is correct. At Crimson Guard. I was going to try to be one for Halloween, but I couldn't get anyone to make the costume for me. Any costume makers out there want to make a really kick-ass Crimson Guard uniform?
Yeah, it's almost like you know somebody who makes costumes almost semi-professionally.
She does make really good costumes.
All right. Well, part of it's the helmet. They had people that were actually like plastic.
Kinda have to ask.
Casting the helmet.
She told me she's going to make me an Imperial Officer uniform. It's going to look awesome.
Wait, why is her...
God,
why
were her... Damn it, John.
Sorry.
No, you're not.
You're not.
No, I am.
Stop.
Seriously, I'm not even in broadcast mode.
Right,
I'm just talking
fine.
To you guys.
Since you got me going... All right, you brought up Star Wars.
Yeah.
In the original Star Wars, the rank pins on the Imperial officers were what? The rank pins on the Imperial officer uniforms were what?
Gay.
Hey,
John.
That's going to get us in trouble.
That's
going to
get us in trouble.
Yeah. Who's John, huh? Okay, what? Designators of rank.
Well, ha.
Homosexual.
No, we can't use it in a derogatory way.
We're trying to stop. We stopped doing that, or at least I made a commitment to stop doing that. John has been boosted.
You made a commitment for you to stop doing that.
I think all of us should apply.
All right, well, John.
That doesn't mean you should.
Who boofed John? Somebody boofed John.
I boofed John.
All right, Adam boofed John. John, what were they made of? I'll be more specific. The Imperial rank pins were made of something in particular. The little red and blue things. What were they?
Keyboard buttons.
That is not correct. They were, in fact, cough drops.
I knew that. You told me that.
I have told people that before. Alrighty. Let's come up with one whopper of a question here. We're going to put 100 points on this question.
What the hell?
This is like Quidditch. It doesn't matter. All it matters is
as long as you grab the snitch. Yeah.
All right.
No, actually, sometimes it happens that you don't want your guy to get the snitch.
Well, actually, looking at these scores, should I be honest that this 100 points is the opportunity for somebody to beat John?
Yeah.
Because that's probably what...
You can tell somebody who doesn't watch sports came up with Quidditch because it doesn't make any sense at all.
Go!
All right. This is one that should probably be... Let's keep going for a little bit longer. All right. When basketball was first invented, what was used as the nets? They're still on 30 points. This is not our 100-point whopper.
Oh, is it?
No, is still on 30 points.
Adam Fishnet.
That is not correct.
Adam Crap.
I won't double dock you. Anyone know when basketball was first invented, what was used as the nets? Peach baskets. All right.
That's interesting.
While we're still talking about nice little southern things, what fruit is a scuppernong closely related to? It's slang for what?
Let us go ahead and say Adam Nectarine.
Adam is incorrect.
I knew he was.
Boof.
Who?
John.
Luke is boofing John. John, a scuppernong is closest related to a what?
An orange.
That is not correct.
I'll go ahead and guess. This isn't an official answer.
All right, so we won't. No points.
No points
either way.
Is it a peach?
It is grape.
Good.
It's actually closest related to a grape.
How do you know all this useless information?
How do I know? I just retain everything. I mean, I don't know.
Because he's a southerner. By sympathy.
He's a southerner.
Because I'm a southerner. I'm half southerner. My dad's from the south. My mom's from the north. All right. The location upon which the Civil War was started was what?
John. Fort Sumter.
Fort Sumter is correct.
I went there about 2 years ago. It's very cool.
John, kissing boys.
Let's just
and
keep,
by boys,
you know
I mean
what?
Dan.
Let's just keep going with this one just for a little bit
sure,
longer.
Civil War the whole time?
Yeah.
I'll play a game.
All right. The Southerners sometimes to this day refer to the Civil War as what?
The War of Northern Aggression.
The War of Northern Aggression.
Damn it, I knew
correct.
That. I did too. That's why I said something was too late.
You should have been a little bit quicker.
I can't talk. So I got these in my mouth.
All right. The nickname for the Confederate flag is what?
Old.
The nickname for the Confederate flag
John,
is what? John.
The Dixie Cross.
That is.
That is a nickname for the Confederate flag.
I'm not going to count your docus. It's not what I'm looking for.
Okay.
It may be accurate, but it's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking. It has a very, very simple name.
So do you swallow for him or
no, he just coughed a little
well,
bit.
Well, he may be right. That's why I don't want to dock him, but it's not the answer I'm looking for, which is why I won't give him the points.
Next time you need to research your questions so you know the answers.
Well, there may be more
or
than
don't
one
phrase
answer.
Them unambiguously.
Yeah, there may be more than one answer. True. All right. I'll give a clue here. We'll reduce this to 15 points, but I'll give a clue. Just as the Northern flag was called the Stars and Stripes, the Southern flag was called
Luke? Stars and Bars?
The Stars and Bars. That is the answer that I was looking for. I'll give you 15 points for that.
Awesome.
What is the semen transfer going on here? Because it's not cool.
During the Revolutionary War, the standard issue English rifle was what? During the Revolutionary War, the standard issue...
Muzzle loader of some sort.
I just read the role-playing game on this.
I know it.
The standard issue English rifle during the Revolutionary War was
it's
what?
It's the pub in Hot Fuzz.
What?
I'll have to take your word for that. I've not seen Hot Fuzz.
I think that's what it is, but I'm not sure. Someone boofed me, I'll say it, but that'll be what it takes.
Boof John.
Winchester.
That is not correct.
Right, no, that's American, dude.
Whatever, man.
The Winchester Mystery House.
Any guesses? Anyone? Any official guesses? Not these are
no.
pointed
no.
guesses?
No.
Okay, it is the Brown Bess. All righty.
Less history.
It was smoothbore, I bet.
Right. Less history, because there's one history
very
major.
Less history, most weather.
More weather.
All right, fine.
Cut her off.
More weather. What's the difference between a hurricane and a cyclone?
Carla.
Topical. That is correct. One occurs on the northern hemisphere, one occurs on the southern hemisphere.
Very topical, since Bangladesh just got trashed by one.
Yes.
You're topical.
You mean Bangladesh was, like, not trashed at some point?
People died, man. This isn't funny.
That's not funny that Bangladesh is trashed all the time either. I didn't laugh.
I have a... Oh, actually, I've got one, but I can't repeat it because I would offend people with it, so...
Oh, yeah, because people aren't going to be offended already on this episode.
No. This one would take it way over the top. I'll tell you after the mics are off, because this one, oh no, this would really piss people off. So I'll tell you after the mics are off.
Let's talk about things we're not going to tell people.
Alrighty. Since, Adam, you're bitching about too much history.
Yes.
You pick the topic.
Oh, man.
I'll let you pick the topic.
Sure. .NET programming. if we're going to pick topics that only apply to one person
Luke
at the
Meyer.
Table. No, you can screw him on this. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Not as well as you guys, but I know.
I don't know.
It's better than gaming.
This hasn't been gaming. Okay, well, there you go.
Oh, man. What can I ask about .NET?
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Open enough, somebody else here might have a chance of knowing it.
Oh, that's so smart.
No, it's not smart. It's
just like .NET programmers.
Or something like that.
It's so specific of knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, it's so specific to be.
Next topic.
All right.
Next topic.
Luke, give me a category.
Luke. Your category's Luke.
Like you personally?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Luke invented what Fear the Boot tradition?
Beer nipples.
Adam, you are correct. 30 points.
He was superseded by Adam's beer pitchers.
You weren't superseded.
Succeeded. No.
You were succeeded.
You were superseded by my beer pitchers.
You succeeded me with your beer pitchers.
I didn't secede from anything.
You succeeded. It's a War of Northern Aggression. All over again.
Back to history, I see. Moving on.
Alright. Fear the Boot history. The very first Fear the Boot controversy was over what? The very first Fear the Boot controversy. The very first thing we got hate mail on a...
The very first thing we apologized for?
Yes. The very first Fear the Boot controversy was what?
Gaming stores.
That is not correct.
You're going to have to try very hard to convince me otherwise.
I know this for a fact, so I didn't even show you the post about it. Come on. This is an easy one. No.
Before that.
No, it's been way down the road.
I'm just shooting in the dark.
Minus 30 to Carl.
I'm going
to
win by default.
Luke and John.
John? Boof Luke.
Oh, John boofs Luke.
Boof John.
You can't do that.
Oh, double boof.
Do a double boof.
You can't.
Come on, Luke.
I can't even visualize a double boof, so I'm not going to allow it. Come on, Luke. The very first Fear of the Boot controversy was over what?
Oh, I know.
It's a controversy that still goes on.
Metrosexual.
No, it's a controversy that still goes on to this day.
Dude, do your wrong answer so I can get the right answer. So I can get my points back.
You can't get your
religion.
Oh, well, then I'm not going to answer.
That is not correct. We are left with, well, John.
I'm only alive and I'm not answering, so what is it?
All right, Shadowrun. Oh, yeah. It was Chad saying he hated Shadowrun that caused our very first controversy.
I hate Shadowrun.
Because with the gaming stores, we actually got mostly agreement. The very first big controversy we had was Chad saying he hated Shadowrun.
You say mostly agreement. Just put that out there.
It was not a significant controversy.
Is there a flag on the field? Is there a flag on the field here?
No, there's no flag on the field here. Alrighty, let's come up with one final question. We will make this one worth 50 points.
Oh my god.
And this will be our grand finale.
Oh my god.
Oof, Luke.
And I haven't even gotten to a
question. Pokemon.
I haven't even gotten to a question yet.
Ask anything but eye stuff and I win.
Alright. Fine, I lost something other than eye stuff.
Wait, ask anything but eye stuff and computer stuff.
It won't be computer stuff either. Why did the pilgrims land on Plymouth Rock? There's a very specific reason. Why did they stop at Plymouth Rock?
This is another one of these questions that I could say 10 things about and they would all be right.
Yeah, you're being very vague.
Oh, no. There's a very specific motivation that forced them to land prematurely. It's funny because, well, it's a great, I'll give you a hint, it's a great party joke to this day. It was America's first, come on, nobody?
Uh-uh.
Nobody at all?
Because they were hungover.
Is that an actual guess or is that a joke?
No,
that's a joke. That's what I figured. So
let's move on because nobody knows this.
No, this is boring.
It was a beer run. They stopped to distill beer. It was America's first beer run, at least the first one to my knowledge.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
All right, so we're going to have to come up with a different finale question then since nobody knew that one. Man. All right, one that's not history, one that everyone here has a fair chance of knowing.
I see you looking at Unicron. I see you.
I know. Unicron's a great deal of inspiration. What common fruit do we eat today in a variety of forms that for most of human history was thought to be poisonous because it is part of the nightshade family? Everyone sitting here has consumed one at least within the past week. What common fruit was thought for a long time to be poisonous because it is part of the nightshade family and is this to this day now a very, very common staple of our diet in terms of the fruit that we consume. It's a 50 pointer.
Boof, John.
All right, John has been boofed.
Tomatoes.
John is correct.
Tomatoes.
Oops, I did it again.
Wait. It's a vegetable.
They're fruits.
No,
they're fruits. I was trying to convince people.
John is correct. So you guys entertain the audience and talk amongst yourselves. Why total up the points?
I think that's a net
John
100
John
volts.
Won, we all know.
But don't you want to know how
much?
I want to know how much I won by. Come on.
How much? I can't say.
Hey, let it be a forum contest winner. Finds out who by what.
All right. I have Carla's total.
No, yeah. My negative number.
Those cancel out. Uh-huh. Those cancel out.
Oh, what a dramatic and satisfying finish.
Yeah, like that was an inevitable. Since you guys are holding hands over here.
Carla, you're not in last place, so if that's any solace to you.
I'm in last place, don't worry.
Probably not. It's probably me.
No, I got it. I missed too many.
Actually, Luke, you are not.
It's Adam.
I told you.
Well, then we know John came in first. Woo. Process of elimination. I am effing Sherlock Holmes over here.
Dude, you're my Watson.
What?
Do not even talk about Sherlock Holmes. Like, you know him as intimately as I do.
Oh, I know him carnally.
All right. Now, I could be getting this a little bit wrong because I'm doing the math as quickly as I can to avoid boring everyone.
Too late.
Last place is Adam. At anyone want to guess?
-30. 80.
Worse.
Where's the negative?
80? Negative 100.
Negative 100.
Oh.
I get an extra 30 points, maybe, John. I was right.
30 points. And no, the answer is not 30 points. That was a Freudian slip. Third place is Carla. Anyone want to guess where Carla falls?
Oof.
-60.
No, better negative 60.
-40.
Better negative 40.
-20.
You're correct. -20. Next place, second place is Luke.
Zero.
Worse than zero.
Wow.
We're all negative.
I had a positive point spread, man. I'm a pimp.
A little worse than -10.
-15.
You are correct. -15.
How did that work? There wasn't a 25.
There was a 15-point question is what it was.
All right. John comes in first. John, you want to guess?
Oh, I bet I had about 110.
Higher.
You all suck. 150.
150 points.
Is that the
Can we release this? I don't know. This is getting all. This is almost worse than the forbidden episode. So
we gotta edit out the gay joke. We have to edit out that.
No, we'll edit out the gay joke.
She was scolded, so we'll leave that in there. I have to edit out John's endless string of profanity.
I think I've dropped,
but
3 F-bombs and 1 S-bomb.
Yeah.
That's about my regular distribution of swearing.
Did you not hear?
I just dropped the F word right there. You should probably write that.
Yeah, nobody even heard me.
I'm gonna have to review this entire episode top to bottom for
like
this is gone. Wow, I didn't think we could make something potentially worse than the forbidden episode.
I know who have listened to the forbidden episode. Reviews are good.
All right, thank you guys for tuning in. And we will catch you next time.
Vi Victus.